Are you feeling stuck in your life? Or like the same challenges keep repeating? What if the way forward isn't pushing harder, but going deeper? Feel what's real. Heal what's underneath. Live from your truth. Now, here is your host of the Feel to Heal podcast, licensed marriage and family therapist and integrative guide, Sharon Nichols.
Episode number 2 of Be Impeccable with Your Word, which is the first agreement by Don Miguel Ruiz from the Four Agreements. And let me start over by saying, hi, Sharon Nichols here, licensed marriage and family therapist, and I am on the incredible Inspired Choices Network, and this is the Feel to Heal podcast, and welcome. So welcome. Last week, I left off with talking about your word and how words, being impeccable with your word is not, it's about how you speak to yourself. Yes, of course, it is how you speak to others, but it's really, truly how you speak to yourself, because we speak to ourselves so much harsher than we would speak to other people. I mean, this agreement goes so much deeper than being polite or just choosing nice words. It's about understanding that your word has power. Words create. You can create. You create your power through your words. And we end up being so cruel and mean to ourselves, but I'm going to come back to that, because I realized last week in episode part one of the Four Agreements, agreement number one, I didn't really talk a lot about Don Miguel Ruiz. And I didn't know this. Like, I did a much deeper dive into him. He was trained as a surgeon before he became a teacher. And so his framework draws on Toltec philosophy. Toltec meaning, in his usage, less an ethnic or historical claim, and more a tradition of artists and scientists of the spirit. So people focused on understanding perception and the nature of reality. So the Four Agreements was published in 1997, and it became one of those quiet phenomena. Barely promoted at first, then word of mouth turned it into a multi-year New York Times bestseller, and then Oprah picked it up, hello, and then of course it sold millions of copies. And now this was truly an important thing for me to get here, which I had gotten, however now I'm able to put it into words. The book's central claim is that we each live inside something that Don Miguel Ruiz calls a dream. Not dreams as in when we sleep, but a dream as it is constructed, because it is a personal version of our reality, and it's built out of everything that we have been taught to believe. And the primary tool that constructs our dream, for better or for worse, is the word. Our word. Words. Words have power. Words can be magical. Words can create, and words can destroy. And I also got another huge leap for myself, because I know I've been saying for the longest time that you have your thoughts, you have your feelings, what you have control over is your actions and your reactions. And so being a cognitive behavioral therapist, the whole thing here is about language. And it's about sound and what's familiar, because it basically is, you know, it's a cognitive model that's just dressed in older mythic clothing. I loved when I read that. I'm not even sure where I got that from, but I love that because that's what cognitive behavioral therapy, it's built on a so simple. And I think the four agreements are so simple. Take some intellect and intelligence to actually incorporate. The words themselves are simple, except the concept is so big, not insurmountable big, just really big. It's like taking the basic and just expanding it out and making it even bigger. And so I have been so excited to be working with this agreement. I am so excited that I have shifted. And again, with the cognitive behavioral thing, feeling with the word being, remember a couple of weeks ago, talked about the difference between emotions and feelings. Emotions are what happens to us and what we experience in the body. And then the feelings are the stories that we give to them. So it's the stories that we give, the words that we use in terms of how we speak to ourselves and how we speak to others. So I really felt the need to just bring all of that in, because it is so simple and I was complicating it way too much. I was complicating it way too much, and now I'm trying to move something over on my screen, and I seem to be having difficulty doing that, just because I want to make sure that I get it all in. So we're going to continue our conversation on the first agreement. Be impeccable with your word. Be impeccable with your word. Because in the last, like I said, in our last episode, we talked about the power of the word. We talked about how words create meaning, how words can become beliefs, how words can wound and they can heal, and how the most important conversation we have is often the one happening inside our own mind. So I want to take this agreement out of the idea space and bring it into actually real life. Because it is one of it is one thing to understand that words have power, and it's another thing to be able to pause when you are angry. It's another thing not to join in when someone begins to gossip. And then it's another thing to catch yourself at midnight saying, "I'm such a failure," and choose not to believe it. It's another thing to apologize without defending yourself. That one's really, really hard. That one I'm really working on. And it's another thing to tell the truth without using it as a weapon. That is the practice of the word. And that's what I'm going to be talking about today. So we're going to talk about something. Let's begin with something very human. Because most of us misuse our word when we are in pain. We say things we do not mean when we get scared. We exaggerate when we feel unheard. We can attack when we feel ashamed. We can blame when we feel powerless. We gossip truly when we want connection. We criticize ourselves when we are just trying to feel in control. So before we make this agreement into another reason to judge ourselves, let's start with compassion. Who here has compassion for themselves? Who totally gets that you're not a bad person? because you maybe have chosen words carelessly. You're human. Oh my gosh. I actually want to truly be a human being and not a human doing. Because I know I incarnated this life as a human being. And so part of the being is the doing, although being is first. And it's allowing yourself, actually not being is not first. The human part is first. So let's be human first. And being human means that life is actually not in your control. Things happen for you, not to you. So you're not a bad person if you used your words carelessly. If you'd learned how to use your language inside relationships, based on the relationships, you learned tone from how your family spoke to you and you spoke to each other. You learned conflict from what you witnessed, and you learned how to speak to yourself from the way people spoke to you. And you also may have learned that silence is what is used when you need to feel safe, when you don't know what to say, or when safety feels completely out of the realm. Silence. And you learned defense and how to defend yourself from places where you were hurt. So this practice is not about shame. It's about awareness. It is about waking up. It's about saying, now that I know that my words have power, I want to use them differently. Consciously choosing, I know my words have power, and I want to use my power for good. Huh, Spider-Man. Use your powers for good. Peter Parker. So, the first practice is learning to pause before any words leave your mouth. That pause may be very, very small. Maybe a breath. It may be a sip of water. It may be saying, I just need a minute, please, just give me a minute. It may even be getting up and walking into another room, although communicating that you're going to do that, because that triggers people beyond measure. That goes into abandonment, and you'll never be able to get your point across if someone feels as though they've been abandoned. That's all that they can come from and speak from is the hurt. So the pause also can be so powerful because it gives your wisdom time to catch up to your wound. I'm going to say that again. It can be so powerful to pause because it gives your wisdom time to catch up to your wound. So you're not speaking from a place of your wound. So when we are triggered, we know this, when we're triggered or activated, the nervous system moves quickly. We may go into fight, flight, freeze, or fawn. And each one of them has a language. And so when we come back from break, we're going to talk about the language of fight, flight, freeze, and fawn. And can continue to talk about the first agreement and the power of our words. See you back in a couple of minutes.
At different times in life, we can feel stuck, like our thoughts won't shut off, like we're looping the same worries and what ifs. overanalyzing everything, or replaying the same conflict in our mind. And sometimes it's not that you're thinking wrong, it's your nervous system trying to keep you safe. What feels like being too much is often just emotion that hasn't had room to be felt. On the Feel to Heal podcast, licensed marriage and family therapist and integrative guide Sharon Nichols blends evidence-based psychology with spiritual insight and practical tools to help you understand what you feel, shift old patterns, and reconnect with yourself. Feel what's real. Heal what's underneath. Live from your truth. Listen to the Feel to Heal podcast every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central, 4 Mountain, 3 Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Feel to Heal podcast with licensed marriage and family therapist and integrative guide, Sharon Nichols. To join the conversation, connect with our live studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send your questions or comments to SharonNichols@feeltoheal.com. Feel what's real. Heal what's underneath. Live from your truth. Now back to the show.
Welcome back. Thank you so much for listening to the Feel to Heal podcast on the Inspired Choices Network. I am Sharon Nichols, and thank you so much. Just before the break, for listening, I should say. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you. And if you're enjoying what you hear and you like it, please comment. All of it does me wonders. And then just, you know, it just gets me out there even more. Out there. So before the break, I'm in a really, I'm in some kind of a mood. I suppose it's a good one. I'm just light today. Things have just been so heavy. And so I'm going to pause. Because what I said just before the break, which is really the most profound thing I've said so far today, is taking a pause is so powerful because it gives your wisdom time to catch up to your wound. And so I was, you know, when we're triggered, activated, we can go into fight, flight, freeze, or fawn. And so fight says, you always do this. I'm done. What's wrong with you? And flight could say, forget it. I don't care. I'm leaving. And freeze says nothing. But the body holds everything. And a fawn says, I'm fine. No, really, I'm okay. Don't worry about me. Because being impeccable with your word means noticing which survival response is actually speaking for you. Because sometimes it's not even your truth speaking. It's your protection that is speaking. And protection's not bad, actually. Protection is not bad. Protection is wise. Here's the thing, though. Protection does not always use the most healing words. So when you pause, it allows you to ask, what am I actually feeling? What am I actually needing? Or what is the truth underneath my reaction? Instead of saying, you never listen to me, you might say, you can say, I am feeling really unheard right now, and I need us to just slow down. And instead of hearing yourself say, you don't care about me, you might say, when this happened, I felt alone. Instead of saying, I'm fine, you could say, I'm not ready to talk yet, but I do want to come back to this. And instead of saying, you're selfish, you might say, I need more consideration in this relationship. Can you feel the difference? I mean, I'm assuming you heard the difference. Can you feel the difference? Because the first version, the first part of it could feel like an attack. And then the second version reveals. The first version creates a defense, and the second can actually create a possibility of understanding. So this doesn't guarantee, by no means does this guarantee, that the other person will respond well at all. Chances are they won't. It usually takes 3 times before anybody is going to respond differently, because they're still expecting you to do the same thing and with a different result. Although that's not the point. The point is not whether they respond well. The point is that you stayed in integrity with your own word. You did not abandon yourself. You did not use your pain that you are experiencing as to harm. You didn't give it permission to do that. That was the first practice. The second practice is to stop using exaggeration as emotional proof. This is a big one. Because when we are upset, we often use words like always, never, everyone, no one, everything, nothing. You always ignore me. You never help. Everyone leaves. No one cares. Nothing ever works out for me. I ruin everything. I have a funny feeling that those words feel emotionally true in the moment, but feelings aren't facts. And they're usually not accurate. They're not. And when we use them, we turn a painful moment into a permanent reality. I'm going to say that again. When we use these words, we often turn a painful moment into a permanent reality. And that can be very dangerous, because the nervous system responds to the story we tell. So if I were to say, this conversation hurt, my body has a chance to process a specific experience. Although if I say, No one ever cares about me. My body enters a much deeper, older wound. So now I'm not just responding to the present moment. I am reliving every moment where I felt abandoned. That is how words can intensify suffering. So we have the power to continue our own suffering. Oh, what we do to ourselves. So one way to practice being impeccable with your word is to become very careful with your permanent language. Always, never, everyone, no one, nothing, everything. These words may be clues that you are speaking from a wound rather than the whole truth. A more impeccable sentence might sound like, "This has happened more than once, and it hurts. I'm feeling really alone right now. I need to talk about a pattern that I am noticing. I'm also really scared that this will keep happening. I'm feeling really discouraged. I am having the thought that nothing is working, but I know that may not be the full truth." Although this last one is especially the most powerful. I'm having a thought. It's so simple. I'm having a thought. This little phrase creates space. Instead of saying, I am a failure, you can say to yourself, I am having the thought that I am a failure. Instead of saying, no one loves me, say, I'm having the thought that no one loves me. Instead of saying, I cannot handle this, say, I'm having the thought, I cannot handle this. This separates out your thoughts from the truth, because thoughts and feelings aren't necessarily facts. So this is not going to magically fix everything, but it separates you from the sentence. It reminds you that a thought is not the same as the truth. And so we're getting ready to close out, and I think that this is going to be a good place for me to pause, because next week I'm going to pick up where there's the third practice. It's about gossip. And I'm so excited to talk more about that, because gossip quite often can get us into trouble when we don't necessarily mean it to, and not what we're looking for. So I'm going to talk more about the practices and what you can do, and about being impeccable with your word, because it's not about it's how we speak to ourselves. And it's about knowing the truth of who you are. Thank you. See you next week. Looking forward to it.
Thank you for listening to the Feel to Heal podcast. Join Sharon Nichols again next Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central, 4 Mountain, 3 Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, feel what's real. Heal what's underneath. Live from your truth. Be gentle with yourself this week, and we'll see you next time.